This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The U.S. will spend $930 million to help reduce wildfire danger in 10 western states, including Colorado. The U.S. Forest Service hopes the mitigation will keep wildland fires from damaging communities. The money will go to clearing trees and underbrush, but U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says a shortage of workers is hindering the efforts. Ahead of her official start in a week, Colorado State University's incoming president is looking for ways to enroll more first-generation students and students of color. Amy Parsons says one obstacle is families don't know what financial aid is available.
There's a lot of discussion out there about, you know, runaway student loan debt and things of that nature that I think dissuades a lot of people from thinking that college is for them. Students might determine at a very young age that they can't afford it, that their families can't afford it.
Parsons says half of CU graduates leave school without debt. She also hopes a new campus in Denver can help reach families. Colorado skier Michaela Schifrin has won a record 83rd World Cup race in Italy today. Schifrin's giant slalom victory broke a tie on the all-time women's list with former American teammate Lindsey Vonn. Schifrin now needs only 3 more wins to match Ingemar Stenmark's overall mark between men and women of 86 victories. Stenmark competed in the 70s and 80s. An inmate died while in custody of the El Paso County Jail early Friday evening. Authorities say a sheriff's deputy found the woman unresponsive in her cell. Jail medical staff and first responders were unable to revive her. Officials say the inmate's identity and cause of death will be released following an autopsy. This is CPR News and KRCC.